This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their annual meeting is Saturday, August 16th, 2 p.m. It's a digital or virtual, that's the word, virtual annual meeting. You can register to enter for prizes, submit questions, and vote for officers starting August 9th, this Saturday, at MTE or by phone. More information is at mte.com/annual meeting about MTE's, get this, annual meeting. We have in studio joining us today, the one, the only, Lee Colvin, Edward Jones financial advisor. Lee Colvin has been making calls this morning. He's on top of things.
Getting it done. So many clients, so many needs, not enough hours ever.
you were Larry the Cable Guy before he was. Get her done.
Get her done. That's it.
Things been well?
Going great, buddy. How are you today?
I'm enjoying the break from Mother Nature's sauna.
The torrential heat. Yeah. I'm telling you, this weekend and week has been so nice. We can definitely use more of it. I do feel bad for those folks down south. I was talking to some coworkers in Atlanta yesterday. And they're like, hey, are y'all having what we're having? I'm like, you know, I've got blue skies and puffy clouds. And they're like, we have torrential downpours from Saturday to Thursday. I'm like, well, you keep sending the cooler weather and we'll take it.
That cold front that moved through here kind of got stuck there.
Yeah.
Didn't finish its march through, but you know, back to reality next week, low 90s, you know, but a break.
It happens. We'll take it.
We take the break when we can.
That's right.
Well, Lee is not a meteorologist by any stretch.
But, buddy, I can tell you what that weather window's doing.
Right now it's blocked off because of the light coming through. But anyway, you are a financial advisor with Edward Jones and come in every couple of weeks and we chat about various things. Today, the question, so you have an estate plan, whether you know it or not. I guess that's not really a question, but a statement. So estate planning, that's what we're going to talk about today. Isn't that for just like super wealthy people?
You know, that's what most folks think. Most folks think, oh, it's just for the wealthy, or oh, it's just for the elderly. Please, 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 if you're in the car driving, if you're sitting next in your office working, if you're at home, pay attention. We're going to hit a few high-level pieces, but no, think again. If you own anything, a home, a car, a savings account, a pet, you already have an estate plan. Even if you have not personally gone to establish an estate plan.
Or at least you have an estate you need to plan for, if you have those things right.
Technically, you already have an estate plan. It may just not be the one you want.
Uh-huh.
And the question is, did you create it, or will your state, as in the state of Tennessee for us, do it for you?
Makes sense.
So every state automatically creates a will so that even if someone does not have one, they have one.
All right.
But that does not mean that it's the way that you would want it to be.
So if you have things, if you have pets, if you have personal items, money, that kind of thing, you have an estate plan, whether it's yours or whether it's the template.
That's right.
From the state.
That's right.
Makes sense. So talk to us about, you know, when someone passes away without an estate plan. Kind of talk a little bit more about that state aspect of it.
Yeah. So what happens is if you do not already, if you have not gone to create your own estate plan, then the state laws take over. Now, you heard that right. The state laws take over, whether you want them to or not. I'm not saying that's always bad. I'm just saying it's a fact, right? Deciding who gets what assets you have and when they get what assets you have. And this legal process may not reflect your personal wishes. The way that you think it would work and the way that the state has designed it may be different. So that's why taking control of your assets through a personal estate plan should be a top priority for you.
So, you know, I think we have this misconception about what estate planning is. So if you had to give us a definition of what is estate planning, what would you say?
Great question, Brian. You know, I would say that at its core, estate planning is about clarifying your wishes and making things easier for your heirs, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ensure, and obviously an heir is someone who will receive or reap benefit from your estate. It ensures that your assets are distributed according to your preferences. It designates who will make decisions on your behalf if you cannot make decisions for yourself, and provides guidance for your care in a medical crisis. Now, there are several parts to that, though.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, there are, wills, power of attorney, healthcare directive, beneficiary designation. We're going to look at those four things here today as part of an estate plan. And maybe the misconception is a will is an estate plan. It's part of it.
It
right?
is part of. That's right. And like you said, these are four key components.
Not all.
But, you know, I mean, it's kind of like a car. Hey, I can have an engine and tires and windows and a steering wheel and seat belts, but you can have a lot of other options too.
Yeah.
Right? So these are the four components, key components to an estate plan.
Okay. Will being the first one. So kind of give us a broad brush definition of what a will would be.
Sure. So this document is going to outline how your assets should be distributed after your death. It will name an executor to oversee the process in probate court. It can also designate guardians for minor children. And keep in mind that a will does not cover everything. Certain transfer on death accounts or TOD accounts and jointly held property may bypass your will entirely.
All right. So we're talking with Lee Colvin today. Let's kind of reset. Have an estate plan? You do, whether you like it or not. We're kind of talking about the parts or the essential components of an estate plan. Lee just went over a will. Let's talk power of attorney.
So important, Brian, right? If you become incapacitated, you'll want someone that you can trust to be able to make decisions on your behalf. A durable power of attorney designates such a person in helping to ensure that your bills are paid, your business continues if you have one, and your wishes are honored.
Okay, good to know. Power of attorney. Will, power of attorney. Now let's talk about the health care directive. Maybe many people don't understand that this is part of your estate plan, honestly.
Certainly. And, you know, sometimes this can be called a living will, right? So this document spells out your preferences for medical treatment if you're unable to speak for yourself. It can also designate someone to make healthcare decisions for you. So it's just that there are specific questions in a healthcare directive. You need to answer those so that your health can be provided for under the need of a facility, a practitioner, something like that.
Okay. Final point here on this, and again, we're just stroking here with a broad brush, but let's talk about beneficiary designations real quick.
You know, this is one that I see missing so often in 401k plans. Folks think they have it, and they don't. But accounts like 401ks, IRAs, life insurance policies transfer directly to the people that you name, regardless of what your will says. It's essential to review these beneficiary designations regularly, especially after significant life events such as a marriage, a divorce, death of a spouse, or birth of a child. One common myth that we find, Brian, is that a will is all you need.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've disproven that here, and we're just scratching the surface.
Right. They will only take effect a will will only take effect after death. They don't help if you're alive, but are unable to make decisions, right? Another misconception is that estate planning is only for the wealthy. In truth, planning is only for, planning is about more than just the money, right? It's about making things easier for the people who you love during difficult times.
I mean, you just gave a great example of no matter what your will says, if the 401k has a different designated beneficiary. So, I mean, there are a lot of intricacies here and keeping up with that. If you learn anything from today, it's that don't be that person that says, oh, we did that. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, take a look at things. Life changes from day to day, certainly year to year. An estate plan, Lee, I've been a part of this, and it's ugly, but costly legal battles, a lot of confusion, loved ones, you know, get hurt along the way. I mean, it is really, you're really doing them a favor by making sure your plans are carried out.
Definitely. You know,
I mean, it's a roadmap, right, for them to follow.
It is. And, you know, an effective estate plan, Brian, it can actually prevent costly legal battles. Like you said, they can get ugly, right? It can reduce confusion. It can give your loved ones that roadmap that you just mentioned, and it can allow you to leave a legacy that reflects your values and your priorities.
So as we wrap up here, life changes, and as your life changes, so should your estate plan, it sounds like.
Definitely. Please, you know, we ask that if you don't have one, you get one. We ask that you review those documents every few years or after a major life event. And it's often a good idea to seek help with these reviews. Your financial advisor, your attorney can guide you through the process, ensuring that your plan fits your unique circumstances. And in the end, estate planning isn't just about planning for what happens when you're gone. It's about feeling confident, knowing that what matters most, your family, your purpose, your legacy are protected.
Lee, if someone needs help digging into this stuff, they did it 10 years ago, they don't really have a financial advisor, they need help with that part of it, I know that you're one of several pieces of that cog, or a financial advisor would be. Can they give you a call? Would you be able to help or send them in the direction that they could get help?
Certainly, Brian. You know, we have several wonder financial advisors here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County with Edward Jones. You can always look up online an Edward Jones financial advisor, or if you're just not sure the questions to ask, give my office a call. We'll talk to you. We'll find out your needs. We'll find out where you live. will assess what's going on and try to get you with the right local advisor who can help you best for your situation. Folks can reach out to us, Brian, at 615-907-7056.
Lee Colvin joining us today, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. If you came in a little late, don't forget, check the podcast. It will be up shortly.